that if more people felt the power to walk away from something that they know does not serve them or the people around them, whether that be like in their career or whether it just be a toxic relationship or, you know, a relationship with a person or a relationship with food or whether it be a habit or, you know, a limiting belief. If people have got the courage to recognize that something is actually not in their best interest, it's no longer in my best interest to continue doing this, then stop.
Yeah,
give yourself it's okay. permission to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And be okay with disappointing people.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon that's definitely a good point to make, especially with toxic relationships or that kind of thing. People want to fix it because they don't want to feel like it failed, and it's like some things just aren't meant to last forever. Like, they're just not meant to. You didn't fail. It's like, just have the courage to walk away or just say or drop it or start again or fail fast and,
yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't mean it's easy. Like, it's totally not. Like, it sounds easy when you say it in a few words, but it's not that it's easy, but, like, what's the alternative?
Exactly.
Live imprisoned in your own life because you are, you know, like, just got to liberate ourselves.
Yeah.
And, exactly. You know, be our own cheeseboard. Hold our own hands. Just be like,
Yeah, that's it. Be like, you got this. You're okay.
Yeah, and, like, just come with me and I'll make sure everything's okay. Like, you know, we can move on from this situation because it's not good for anyone. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. It's not good for, you know, the kids or the family or the community or whatever it is. It's okay to change course. Course correct, right? Like, and that's one thing my mum's actually said to me through this whole thing, which was interesting because, again, my parents are not spiritual at all.
Yeah.
And, in fact, my dad is almost, like, borderlines. Well, not even borderlines. He is offensive. Like, he's
offensive
to me. I don't know how you can have a business in all this hippie bullshit.
Yeah. Like, that's what he says. Yeah, that's like my mum.
Nice to know where you stand.
Yeah, exactly.
But my mum actually said to me, you know, like in one of my moments of weakness where I was feeling like I was failing at business, and she was like, no, Beck, you know, being a good businesswoman is knowing when to hold and knowing when to fold.
Wow.
And if you don't feel like this is the right thing for your community and your therefore business, and, you know, then you fold, and that makes you a good businesswoman.
That's so true. Like,
wow, that's a really powerful distinction. Sometimes not following through is the best thing we could ever possibly do.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard that, like, people saying their success is made up of equally the projects they didn't finish or, like, the projects they pulled, equally the ones that they saw through and finished and put out there.
Yeah.